Meditation Scriptures, Volume 1, Chapter 1, Prayers for Spiritual Growth.
Remember to every day confess aloud the promises of God's Word, and you will strengthen your spirit man. This will lead you to a more powerful and victorious Christian life and ministry. Chapter 1, Prayers for Spiritual Growth. Please speak aloud these scriptures after me.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 22.
God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, I pray that you may continue to give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may continue to know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards me who believe, according to the working of your mighty power which you worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. And you put all things under your feet and gave Jesus to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 21. Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, I pray that you would continue to grant me, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with the might of your Holy Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may continue to dwell in my heart through faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may continue to be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. Father, I pray that my love may continue to abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that I may approve things that are excellent, that I may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Christ Jesus, to the glory and praise of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 12. Father, I pray that I may continue to be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I may continue to have a walk worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing you, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to you, Father, who has qualified me to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. Father, I pray that you may continue to make me increase and abound in love for one another and for all, so that you may establish my heart blameless in holiness before you, God and Father, at the coming of my Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Father, I pray that you would continue to count me worthy of your calling and fulfill all good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of my Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in me and I in him, according to the grace of you, God and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. I thank you, Father, for your grace, which was given to me by Christ Jesus, that I may continue to be enriched in everything by you, in all utterance and all knowledge, even the testimony of Christ was confirmed in me, so that I come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of my Lord Jesus Christ, who will confirm me to the end, that I may be blameless in the day of my Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. Father, I pray that you would continue to grant to me, your servant, that with all boldness I may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus.